Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. Our guest today is Kevin Jones, principal at Center High School. Principal Jones, welcome to the Valley Pod in our studio on the south side of Alamosa. How you doing today?
Doing great. Awesome. Thanks for the invite.
It's good to see you. And as you saw, we have a lot of construction on State Avenue, so you got to work through the curb and gutter work as you're coming into our studio.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, just saw the mud getting laid down, and this is going to be top shelf for the south side.
Well, and you're from an old construction family, and your family's done a lot of work around Alamosa and the San Luis Valley, so it's something you should be used to.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was more dirt work, but I don't want to do mud. I don't want to spread concrete. So we'll stick with running earth movers.
Well, we wanted you to come in because, you know, Center High School is an impressive school, and we wanted to start there and just talk about the school year. You know, you're coming to a close here with the current academic school year, and just give us a recap of the school year, how you're poised to finish, what it's been like for you this year.
Yeah, I'm just really proud of the people that were involved in my school district. Obviously, I'm only in charge of Center High School, but just trickling down from the school board, just everything that they've guided us. I mean, everybody's going to talk about the pandemic, but I'm proud of our district this year for really doing a good job of keeping kids in school. You know, that started with our leader, Carrie Zimmerman, and it trickles all the way down to our principals. But my mantra this year was to try to keep kids in school, and that involved the nurses, the kids, our Board of Education, you know, and I'm just really proud of our teachers. You know, it's not easy, but I think the best process for Center High School was to keep kids in school, and we did a pretty dang good job of that.
You know, when I think about high school teachers, high school students, principals like yourself, and all the challenges that happened in schools these days. You talked a little bit about the pandemic, but there are a host of issues that principals confront, that teachers and students deal with. But every time I go to Center, and I've been in your building a few different times, there's this energy, and it always feels like it's a positive piece of energy when you come through there. I mean, you feel that coming in and not knowing much else what happening in your school building. What do you attribute that to? Because seriously, I do find a sense of positivity whenever I'm in Center, whenever I'm in your building.
Well, those are great compliments, but yeah, just that's people. You know, Center probably has a reputation of this and that, but there's a lot of good kids. Our students are top shelf. I mean, I came to Center in 1997 and I had no clue, and I grew up in Alamosa, and I might have been jaded towards what Center was like, but once you got into the community, it's just amazing. And so when I say people, I mean it's leadership. It started with George Welsh, and it's trickled down even to what Carrie's doing right now. But it's the teachers, and it's the vibe. And, you know, I wasn't the greatest student in the world. I would be the first to admit that. But I did have some adults that really cared about me. And so it's just not all about the state test and the SAT and PSAT. It's just about finding their niche and making them comfortable and just taking that role and just thriving on it. And so, yeah, we want them to be comfortable. I want their experience to be fun. And, you know, high school is fun. I don't think we realized it when we were 16, but should be some of the best times of their lives. And so let's make the experience fun, but, you know, learn a little bit of math and ELA at the same time.
Yeah, you know, the other thing that I find impressive is the active nature of the student body or the students that I've run into at Center High School. I went to a job fair. I've been there a couple of times just to engage kids with what we're trying to do through Alamosa Citizen, through what we're trying to do through our digital publishing and our work there. And I run into kids that are trying to get things done. They want this. They have ideas on how to do this. But you seem to find a student there who is active, or at least is thinking, how can I improve the community I live in? How do I improve the school that I'm part of? And I get that sense when I go there. I run into these kids, and I'm not sure where that bubbles up from, but it's there.
Yeah, I just think that's part of the process, and that's an embedded process. There's folks that write a ton of grants, and that's Katrina Ruggles. And then you trickle, like, our capstone right now, our capstone projects are leading. We're leading the state. You know, it's a mandatory piece of our graduation requirement. And, you know, I just think that our adults are putting our Center kids out there. You know, it's a town of about 2,000. And, you know, you hear kids say all the time, I want to get out of Center. well, we want to get you out of center as well, but we want you to get out of there and cross the graduation stage prepared. And so I think it's just an embedded process with a lot of the things we could do. I could talk probably for 2 hours on the things that we do. I'm proud of our adults. And from my perspective, I usually just say yes. When folks ask me or our teachers ask me if it's good for kids, I usually say yes.
You know, and I want to ask, because you're a competitive person. Grew up in Alamosa. You're an athlete. You compete. Is there any friendly competitions within principals of schools in the San Luis Valley that says, my school is going to do the pride? Do you try to just compete or say, hey, my school is rising up? Is there any of that?
I'm laughing because I am a competitive person. I've never thought of it that way, but I want our high school to be the best. I mean, I want it to be out there and get accolades, and, you know, it starts with our students, but, you know, I think the adults run the school, and, you know, I want the best teachers, and I think we have some of the best and just the best protocols and processes that we can put in place. And I think that we're doing some amazing things. We have amazing leaders, and I've already mentioned Carrie, but we have Stephanie Hensley. We have people that just really know their stuff. And I'm competitive. I want our school to be the best. And I think sometimes in the Valley, we probably sit at different meetings, but I don't want to brag on myself. I think that I want my school to be the best educational experience for my kids.
Yeah, you know, we've had people like Superintendent Wilson from North Conejo School District in here, and we know he's that same way, where they want Centauri, they want that North Conejo School, Alamosa. I mean, you do get that sense in the Valley that schools like to rise up, maybe try to outshine each other, or maybe not, but it's there. And you do feel that in the Valley, that there's this pride within these different communities of the different school districts. I want to get a little bit more into your school year, though, and just give us a sense of in those hallways. And what's that been like this year for you? You talked about the importance of keeping kids in school. Where do you think you are now as you've worked through COVID pandemic the last 2 years as we're coming? Where do you think you are 2 years later of all the pandemic stuff? You've dealt with a lot. What's going on in the school? Where do you think you guys are?
Yeah, it's almost like being a coach. And I would say, you know, having a hurt athlete, that we're 90% back. And the reason why I say 90% is just there's still some things that come up with the pandemic, and there are some curveballs that are thrown at us, and kids aren't able to come to school and whatnot. But I would say for the most part, you know, the vibe in the school district is, you know, we're going to lesson plan. We're going to make sure that we're learning each day and, you know, those type of things. I think that a lot of the processes are the same. I mean, we have prom on Saturday. So a lot of those things are good for kids. I feel like that our athletics are all the way back. You know, kids are able to compete and do the things they want to do. I mean, we had an NHS banquet a couple of weeks ago. So it's good that those things are back, because I think that that's where what kids missed. And heck, I mean, you know, I'm almost 50 years old and I missed it too. So that's why I got into this gig.
Yeah, we're talking to Center High School Principal Kevin Jones. This is the Valley Pod. We'll be right back. Hey, get ready for the annual Cinco de Mayo block party by the Sangre de Cristo National Heritage Area. It's on for Friday, May 6th from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. downtown Alamosa. The Sangre de Cristo National Heritage Area, San Luis Valley Brewing Company, City of Alamosa, and Alamosa Marketing District host the free community block party. The celebration takes place on the block of San Juan between 4th and Main Street, located next to the San Luis Valley Brewing Company in downtown Alamosa. That's the Cinco de Mayo block party on Friday, May 6th, beginning at 5 p.m. downtown Alamosa. Hey, we're back. We're talking to Center High School Principal Kevin Jones. And Principal Jones, give us a sense of how do you as a principal recognize students and teachers, staff at Center High School? What is that look like for you, particularly now, you know, we're coming to the end of the school year, you've been through another school year. How do you as principal recognize the school itself?
Yeah, I learned this from one of my mentors, and that was George Welsh, that, you know, teachers just want you to communicate to them. So I start off with a weekly communication. I call my communication piece, Where's Waldo? Because you never know where I'm going to be. And we just, I just try to communicate to them, you know, the accolades that are each one of our students are doing, and then just really tell them what the week looks like. We have a district action plan, and I try to embed those things into our weekly communication. We do have teachers of the year. Last year we had Hannah Hayes. She was our teacher of the year. And just if they know Kevin Jones, if he's going to nominate you, that means you must deserve it. And she deserved it. And she won it 2 years ago. I do like to do classroom walkthroughs. And honestly, for the most part, when you go into classrooms, our teachers are doing a fantastic job, and they need to be told that. So those little things, when I give them feedback, that's a huge thing. And then obviously social media. I'm not the greatest at it. I think sometimes social media is overused, but we have a platform that when we spit stuff out there, it goes to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I don't think our community uses Twitter as much as I do, but those type of things. And then when you get to staff, we do a really good district project. I'm on the R&R team, recruiting and retention team, and about a month and a half ago, we had every staff member have the opportunity to have manicures, pedicures. We nice. Pretty much took a whole half day. Barbers were on campus, massage therapists, and we've had chiropractors. Very cool. And that's all just to tell our staff thank you, and we feed them a great meal and those type of things. Teacher Appreciation Week is next week, so that's what I'm looking at right now. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag with them.
Well, that sounds nice, you know, what you do for the teachers and the staff there. And I wonder, though, about the mental health of – we hear a lot about that. We hear a lot about it with students and students struggling these days. But then I wonder about teachers, and I wonder about staff, and I wonder even about administrators and principals like you. How have you been able to hold it together? And where do you think your teachers, your staff are when it comes to their mental health? And how draining, difficult has it been for them?
It's been tough. It's real. You know, it's just not a cliche about the pandemic and the socio-emotional piece. It's been tough on all of us. You know, I think a lot of our staff members, you know, might have some issues going on, you know, maybe at home or with their own children or just with the process. But with students, it's just finding those trusted adults at school, you know, someone to talk to. And I don't have a counseling background, but even yesterday I talked to two different kids, just trying to have them open up and find some coping skills on with issues they're dealing with. Heck, I go talk to people. I find those people in my district, you know, if it's a tough day or whatever, go find, because I'm all about laughter. You know, if you can make the school environment fun and enjoyable and laugh at yourself. I'm the biggest critic of myself. I'm usually making fun of myself about something. So I think it's real. And I just, the environment that we're in, hopefully you have someone on campus that you can talk to. And we do have resources. We have counselors. We do have outside resources coming in. But I think that the main thing is the climate and culture you've established to try to deal with those issues, because they're real.
Yeah. What do you think about kids today? What is your sense of where students are, the kid that's growing up today in 2022, and they've dealt with a lot already. Where do you think kids are, both mentally, in their own skills, and what they're able to do and what they're able to handle as they move forward into their own lives? Where are kids, in your view? I mean, you've been in education a long time. You've seen generations of kids come through. Where do you think we are? Where do you think Center is? Where do you think kids are when you think about them?
You know, I'm a big believer in structure and discipline. And we can only control at Center High School the environment. We can control the environment about 7:45 to 4 o'clock, usually 4 days a week. And I think that where we are, we're behind. There were some unstructured happenings in these kids' lives. And who knows what they were doing during this pandemic. And there was a lot of kids that were missing some aspects of hanging out with each other. And I believe that they're about a year and a half behind with maturity and able to cope with adults and classmates or whatnot. But I think the more structured and disciplined environment that we can provide, we can get back on track. I can speak for my high school, just comparing it to our middle school. We're pretty dang close to where we were a couple years ago. And that's because we've just kept the structure and the environment the same and high expectations. And, you know, this is what you're going to do to be a Center High School graduate, but just a structure environment. That's my best answer.
And how have you been able to hold it together over these past couple of years as you've dealt and worked through all of these challenges as other school principals have? How have you been able to manage that yourself?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I guarantee there's other folks listening to this when you're in a leadership role. We were winging it, and I didn't really know what I was doing, especially early. You know, thank God Center had a one-to-one laptop process for over almost two decades now, you know. And we were able to make the transition to, you know, at-home learning or whatnot better than most. But, you know, to make a schedule and to make kids accountable and those type of things, we were pretty much drawing things up in the dirt. And I feel like for the most part, they worked. You know, if I had to do it again, I would have did some things different. But I think it's just, like I said, it's like a coach. It's like making a halftime adjustment or on-the-fly adjustment. And, you know, hopefully you have the trust in your staff that they trust that it's going to work. And if not, we have a distributive leadership team that says, I have a different idea and maybe we can make this better. And that's what we rolled with. But I think for the most part, it's pretty solid.
You know, I think what will happen for leaders like yourself, for principals, superintendents of schools, teachers, you're going to look back on this period of time at some point. Maybe you already have started to do that, and you're going to see things. You're going to learn lessons through this period of time that's going to make you even better, make you better prepared as you deal with the next situation. What are those lessons maybe that you've already learned or you've thought about or have you've started to reflect on as you think back and what you've come through? Are there lessons yet that have started to emerge or things that you've thought about, reflected on, and good or bad, or how you can use it to go forward?
Yeah, for sure. You know, already starting an online platform in case this would ever happen again, or in case a teacher would leave in the middle of the year, and we're building our curriculum and all of our classes through a thing called Canvas, and Stephanie Hensley's leading us through that process. And so I wouldn't want this ever to happen again, but yeah, you have to look forward. I mean, there's some things that came out of this pandemic that were good for education. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, I can meet with CDE via Zoom. I don't have to drive to Denver anymore and those type of things. And I can stream kids in, and those kids can actually learn in a classroom where a teacher's Zooming them in. And so those type of things are solid. But I smile and laugh because kids are kids and they're smart and they know how to take advantage of the situation. So, you know, if you had a sore throat, kids were trying to Zoom in and just chill at home. And Principal Jones says, no, that's not going to work.
Kids are definitely creative and they'll figure out workarounds. Hey, we're talking to Kevin Jones, principal at Center High School. This is the Valley Pod. We'll be right back. Here's a 60-second news break from AlamosaCitizen.com. Red flag warnings for the San Luis Valley continue to present challenges to local emergency managers. Best advice for residents: have a plan and be prepared to evacuate in the event of an emergency. To always be aware of emergencies in the San Luis Valley, sign up for alerts through slve911.org. That's www.slve911.org to get alerts on emergencies in the San Luis Valley. Here's a summer road construction to be aware of. Lane 6 North at Mosca will be under construction from May through September 2022. Phase 1 of the project will close Lane 6 from Colorado 17 to the entrance of the San Luis Valley State Wildlife Area. Detours will be in effect for travelers on Colorado 17 throughout the summer. The Great Sand Dunes National Park can be accessed northbound on Colorado 150. The 7th International Dunes Planetaria Workshop will be held May 17th through the 20th in Alamosa and at Adams State. The workshop brings together scientists affiliated with astrobiology at NASA who study dunes on Mars, Venus, and Earth. Studying the Great Sand Dunes brings the scientists into the valley. Check in daily to AlamosaCitizen.com to get the latest on these and other stories. Hey, we're back. This is the Valley Pod, and we're talking to Center High School Principal Kevin Jones and Principal Jones. Education through the pandemic, moving forward, things had to have changed. How do you take what you've done over the last few years and move things forward? You've talked about Maybe you're behind in certain areas. Are students where they need to be? And you're not alone in this, Center High School. All the schools in the Valley, all the schools everywhere. Education in general is going through a period of adjustment, period of time. Where do you think education is in general? How does it move forward? Is it in a shape to be able to continue to deliver public education? There's a lot of conversations around that.
Yeah, public education scares me right now. It really does. I mean, talking to some professional folks and, you know, sometimes just in discussions on the lack of staff to able to produce what you really want. But I take a different vibe. I said it earlier, just trying to find kids' niche. And I'm just a big believer in, you know, kids are not always going to go to a four-year college, and I'm cool with that. There are some kids that, you know, we're still doing building trades and we're doing mechanics. And, you know, we all know that when we take our car to the mechanic, it's expensive and there's a good career with that. And so kind of leaning more towards using kids to get in the job force and trying to find what they want to do or what they're interested in and giving them credit for that. It's a little tough in Center Colorado because it's mostly agricultural and that kids don't want to get in that field because that's what they grew up with. But just trying to find their niche and find ways to create classes to keep up with the times. And I think that the public education part is hard because we have a lot of teachers getting out of the field, retirement, just saying no more. And I think that's where we're in trouble. And if the legislators don't see that, public education is going to be in trouble.
And, you know, when you think of certification programs, because you do see schools wanting to do that, coming out with certifications. So kids that graduate from high school, if they don't go on to college, have a certification, have training in a particular area that they can move into and gain employment in. What does that look like for you at Center? And where do you think that looks like for public education as you try to put those types of training apprentices, training programs in place? That sounds difficult, but it also sounds like it's necessary and definitely a part of the strategy. How do you see you moving forward along those lines?
Yeah, the hardest piece is just folks. It's just certified people. And we have some CTE classes that we're teaching right now. You and I were talking off air about, you know, this process. I'd like to get some students down here and just see this because there is money to be made in this field. And so I just think it just takes people. It's going to take us to be creative. And it's just not all about reading, writing, math, and history and those core subject areas. It's about just getting kids to try to find what they want to do. Now, I'm not a hypocrite because I thought I wanted to be a pilot, and here I am. You know, I didn't think I'd be in education. My father was an educator, and maybe just he led me towards that field. But I just think we have to be creative in public education and using CTE courses and trying to get kids a ton of college credits so college is affordable and they're knocking out their freshman year in college at Trinidad State or Adams State or whatnot. And so it just takes a vision and it takes ideas. And then honestly, it takes taking a chance. Let's try it. If we mess up, believe me, we won't do it again. But I think we just got to take a chance on some different core subject areas and some elective areas and go forward with that.
When you think about the community of Center and you go there every day and you've been going there since 97, what have you seen change about the community of Center and the student or the kid that's growing up in Center, if anything? How has that community evolved? What is it trying to do that you've noticed as principal of the high school?
Yeah, I just feel like that when I went there in 1997, I was just looking for a job. I just needed a paycheck. And so when I was hired there, I taught elementary PE, and I didn't know a lot about the community other than the kids that I had in the high school because I coached football. And it was a tough school. I mean, we had some discipline problems, but we brought in some processes and policies where kids, you know, just, again, back to discipline and structure. I think now I feel like that there's a good relationship with the community and even the town with Brian and Keith, just what we're doing with our capstone. I just feel like that the community trusts us into educating their children. And listen, the Center High School $31 million building that they're still paying for is the hub of the town. And that facility is used all the time for, you know, Sunday open gyms or whatnot. And we want them to use that because they're paying for it. And so I feel like that the collaboration that we have with the town and the community and the parents is pretty solid. And they trust us into educating their children, which is pretty key.
You know, when you think about the last month of school here and you're going through your final weeks, what are those ceremonies, what are those types of celebrations, and what needs to get done over these next few weeks to put a closure onto the school year, to make it feel like it's been a good school year for you?
Yeah, you know, we should circle everything that we do in a high school around graduation day. That is in Center, Colorado on Saturday, May 28th at 11 a.m., That's the best day of the year because these kids have put in 13 years. You know, it's not always in Center. Sometimes it's in a valley town or it's in Mexico. When we call you across the graduation stage, we're saying that you're prepared and the board gives you your diploma. And so like that is the biggest day of the year. You know, that's it's cool. The smiles and, you know, we might even have a student with an IEP or, you know, a CLD student where they only speak one language when they come to us in eighth grade or whatnot. And so we circle around that. Now we have some academic, daily academic awards things coming up. We have a nightly scholarship award thing coming up. But that graduation day is a number one because that's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool day.
You know, we've really enjoyed having you in here and talking to you. And I wonder what your summer months look like. What's the off season for a principal? What's the off season for you? How much downtime do you get in the summer months before you start thinking about the next school year? Is there any such thing as an off season for a principal? What does that look like, or how will you spend your off time or your downtime?
Well, we're already starting on next year. We're already implementing some changes and some schedule changes and some new ideas. It's new classes. We're thinking about implementing a teacher class and those ideas have been going on for the last month. For me personally, yes, I get about 5.5 weeks off and I get away from the school. I go golf, I go watch my boys compete, whatever they're doing, football camps, playing baseball, you know, hang out in my yard, go play in some good golf tournaments, solid golf tournaments, hang out with my buddies. I said it yesterday, it's a good thing that teachers and kids have a break. I know that might be ridiculed, but if we didn't have a break away from each other, we wouldn't have many people in the field. And so just getting away and then already signing up for summer case, which is in late July. And I think it's usually a breath of fresh air when we come back late July and we're ready to rock and roll with a new group of kids that we have and try to be solid in what we do.
Yeah, we've really enjoyed having you here. We want to wish you the best of luck in everything you're doing at Center High School. Definitely keep up all the good work. We hear a lot of good things. I go to that school. I see a lot of positivity there, and that's attributable to you and to all the staff you have there. You've been listening to The Valley Pod in our episode with Center High School Principal Kevin Jones. The Valley Pod is produced by Angel Rodriguez and is part of the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. Hey, we'll see you around the valley.